It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. This week, WUOT News is looking at the race for 5 Knoxville City Council seats. 30 candidates are running for 10 slots in next Tuesday's primary. We're talking with residents and reporters, people who know the districts and the issues. Today, we conclude our series with a look at District 6, which runs from near Holston Hills through downtown and to Mechanicsville. Our guide is Knox TN Today columnist Betty Bean. Betty, the last time District 6 had a primary, this was back in 2013, the race drew only 2 competitors, and one of those was the incumbent, Daniel Brown, who's now term-limited out of office. This year, 13 candidates are running in the primary for those 2 slots up for grabs in the general election. Why the swell of interest in this year's race?
That's a very easy question to answer, unlike many questions in the district. You had an incumbent. Folks are reluctant to run against an incumbent unless they're really, really angry at him or her, and nobody was mad at Daniel Brown.
And looking over some of the public statements or questionnaire answers that these candidates have submitted to local media organizations, I see some common themes, reduction of crime and spreading development beyond the downtown core around the Market Square area. And when you look at a map, indeed, the 6th District is very uniquely drawn. It encompasses Magnolia Avenue, parts of Asheville Highway, East Knoxville, but it reaches down to Market Square, goes up to Mechanicsville, the Knoxville College area, parts of Sutherland Avenue. These areas are all fairly geographically close. They're only separated from end to end by about 5 miles, but they're economically and racially disparate areas, and you say that's playing a role in how this race is being perceived, I guess, on the ground.
Yes. When the district was drawn in the late 60s, it was drawn specifically to allow the city's African-American population to have a seat at the table. We had not had a black city council member since, I think, 1912 before that. No African American has been elected in any other district. But that was the reason for the way the district was drawn. And at the time it was drawn, there was no significant population living downtown.
Now, the person who's eventually elected to represent the 6th District will have to handle the various needs of the people who live in all the areas we were just talking about. Some of those are general concerns, like public housing or the role of development in the community. Some of them are really specific, like the future of the Civic Coliseum. What do you think will be the biggest challenges for the person who's eventually elected?
That's a difficult question because the district has become much more diverse and disparate in interests. I think every council member from every district will be heavily involved in the decisions about the Coliseum. Daniel Brown has been very, very concerned about trying to get development started in Burlington on the eastern end of the district, and I would imagine that whoever is elected will share that concern. That could be very important to the district.
While there is competition in the other 4 districts, would you say that this one has the least predictability about it? In other words, there's no clear front runner. This one could be up in the air, right?
Yeah, this is a tough one due to shifting demographics and, sad to say, declining voter interest. This seat could be decided by 1 or 2 votes.
Betty Bean, a longtime political observer here in Knoxville. She is a columnist for Knox TN Today. Betty, thank you for the time.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
For more on the candidates, plus background information on voting and the election, head to our website, WUOT.org. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth.